Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bone. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hey.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hey.
Oh, boy, that was a delay.
That was just a mental delay.
Oh, that was you? That was just you?
I was having a mental thing where I was very proud of myself for only clapping and clapping like perfectly with Frank. And then I just spaced out about how that went so great. Well.
I've been saying for years, you're bloody fucking metal.
What? can you please? Yeah.
We'll tell the listeners before we started recording. Ash and Brian have been screaming at each other obscenities in a British accent,
like a Cockney British accent. Like
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like a step up above Tom Hardy.
Yeah, just like slightly above Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Tom Hardy. How's he doing?
Tom Hardy, he's good. He's been ignored a lot with the move, you know? He's been thinking.
I've been thinking. I need to get filled or I'm not going to be able to function tomorrow.
Exactly.
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, did you have your jack-o'-lantern fucking
No,
party
it's
yet?
This Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or next Sunday.
Sunday
next
too?
Sunday.
You're the fucking worst.
It's because I have a weird calendar, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I have a show on the Saturday, that's why.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I just did a weekend with Voss at Comics, and then we had Rogue Island Comedy Festival.
Was it so great?
You know, it was good. It was a little bit of everything. Like, one of the shows at Comics was like
old school comics, like terrible.
Yeah, like old school, terrible.
Yeah.
And then one was like, all right, you got to work. And then one was, no, and then two were like really good. And then the Rogue Island Comedy Festival, that thing was just a fucking banger of a show.
Yeah.
It was very good.
That was just a banger of a time. Yeah. And I didn't get drunk before I went up this year.
Wow. Is Doug going to let you do it next year?
I hope so.
I thought that was like your whole
agreement.
Yeah,
you're
sober.
I was sober most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for me.
But yeah. What's weird?
Yeah. For those of you that are new, the Rogue Island Comedy Festival is a Rhode Island comedy festival.
Go figure.
And I've become accustomed to just getting drunk and you know. It's been messy, but the past couple of years I've been on my best behavior.
What do you think that's about? Why have you been behaving? Yeah.
I just have. I just didn't have. Well, Frank, actually, I wouldn't have been as drunk as I was. Frank fucked up the order. Frank was what was your position in the festival? The gopher?
No, I just showed up on Sunday to kind of hang out, and if they needed a hand,
So Frank's Mexican girlfriend was like, oh, Frank's going to the liquor store. Do you want anything? And the cooler was just filled with beer. And I'm like, you know what? I go, I could use some seltzer. I go, have Frank get me a 24-ounce can of seltzer.
Oh, now you have like a rider where you're like, I want only green M&Ms and I want a 24-ounce of seltzer pineapple.
No. Did I ever tell you the story about my rider?
No.
I will after this.
Okay.
All right, good. You're going to love it.
Okay.
So Frank was just instructed to get me a 24-ounce seltzer,
not
right?
Not 23.
I just wanted a seltzer.
Yeah.
Not 23, not 22, 24.
Yeah.
Frank came back with a 12-pack of seltzer.
Of hard seltzer.
Of hard seltzer.
Oh.
And
you did want hard seltzer,
that
right?
Sounds like an upgrade.
Yeah.
Oh, you did want
a... It was.
Okay.
Yeah, I did want a hard
seltzer.
See,
now I thought you didn't want a hard seltzer.
Who sells a 24-ounce hard seltzer?
I think that's... Isn't that all the polar ones? Are that all the ones in the bottle?
I believe they're 16.9.
So,
I
like, Kirsten, when she texted me that, I read it as... I just kind of glanced at it, and I read it as, like, a 24-pack.
Yeah,
and
that's what I would have read it. Who fucks this 24-ounce? I want one 24-ounce of seltzer. Also,
Daddy wants that.
When you saying that, I thought you wanted non-alcoholic seltzer. So, you really just... I think it was your order was the problem.
That's right!
Yeah. So
well,
I got a 12
either way,
pack.
It worked out nicely. I drank a bunch of them, and listener of the podcast, Sayer, came out to see the show, and
that's cool.
So I gave her a couple seltzers, and I had a bunch of seltzers, and then I walked into some guy's Chardonnay. some guy had a Chardonnay on the ground, and I went to go get more seltzers, but I...
You like, kicked it over?
No. I didn't kick it over.
Yeah, what like, does that I even mean?
I full on curb stomped this motherfucker's wine.
Why was it on the ground?
I was like fucking Godzilla going through a little Tokyo village.
Yeah.
It was on the ground because that's where he put it. And it's not like there were tables or anything. It was just chairs.
Oh.
And
you were just walking around knocking over chairs and stomping
on
wine.
Yeah, so I gave that guy a seltzer and...
There you go.
I was like fucking Johnny Apple Seltzer. Just fucking walking around giving out seltzers.
Wow.
It was a good night, good weekend, solid weekend, good times. Any other questions?
No.
All right.
I went to a wood wedding, a woodsy wedding.
A woodsy wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah. I saw the pictures. It was like Katie was in Midsommar.
Yeah, it was. That's what we were saying. And then after they finished the ceremony, Josh was like, "Now time for the human sacrifice."
Wow, pretty loose wedding. Huh?
Yeah.
who got married?
Is Josh's friend, and he gave them as a gift, they had horns that they could clip onto their belt, and then they could drink out of their horns.
That's pretty cool. That's fun.
And then they also got axes. And then his girlfriend or fiance, the bride, she wood burned their names on all of the axes.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
Wow, that's really
pretty
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
she,
nice.
So what they did was it was a tiny wedding, but they rented a house in the Adirondacks in upstate New York. I always think everything is the beginning of a horror movie. So, like, as we were driving
I saw the pictures. It could be. It seems so.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, my God, this is like a horror movie. And Josh was like, everything is not a horror movie. And then, like, we got lost on the way to the house. And we were, because the GPS tells you the wrong address or whatever. And so we're down like
GPS, those pesky global positioning systems.
Well, it was
always
dumb, like,
fucking you.
It was this giant house, and then on the house website they give you this address, and then it was taking us to like back roads, like very like dirt roads, and then all of a sudden we have no signal, we're on dirt roads, and then we come up to this place that says, "Do not enter. Trespassers will be shot." Like, it was this whole thing, and we were like, "What the fuck?"
Wow.
And I was
you
like,
"Came
this
to
is...
Coventry, Rhode Island."
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And I was like, "This just is like a horror movie." And then Josh was like, "Everything is not a horror movie." So then,
I think there was a lot that led up to not everything is a horror movie.
Oh yeah, because I said it like eight times. I've been saying it every day.
I feel like there was a lot more than just, "We were on roads," and then I said no. You said a lot more. Yeah.
I said it on the roads to the Airbnb. When we walked, got to the Airbnb, I said it. When we walked into the bedroom of the Airbnb, I said it. When we were driving to the wedding place, I said it. But then we drank all
day. Did you ever switch it up to like, "I feel like I'm in the beginning of a horror movie," to like, "I feel like I'm in the middle of a horror movie"?
No, always the beginning.
And, always the beginning.
And then we went to the wedding, and everyone, like 90% of the people, were staying at the house, and just like a few people had Airbnbs like in the local town or whatever. So as we were leaving this like mansion that was completely alone on the end of a road, like they were like, "Drive all the way to the end of the road, and then that's where this house is." So we're leaving the house, going down the like barely paved road, and there's all of a sudden there's a tree completely across the road, and it was a huge rainstorm. And when we came up on the tree, Josh had to stop the car to get out and like drag the tree. And
oh,
he turned
that's how
to
they
me.
Kill people.
Yeah, and he turned to me and he goes, "Do you know what this is?" And I was like, "The fucking start of a horror movie.
We're gonna die, motherfucker."
I was like, "I've been waiting for this all weekend."
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I also, I did the bride's hair and makeup, too.
Wow.
And I had never met her before.
Wow. That's a lot of trust.
That's what I said.
But then
I was
again,
like,
she's
like,
getting married in the wood
cool.
and giving people axes. The bar isn't that high.
Yeah. I'm like, I would not be as cool as you are about this, but okay.
Yeah. I actually got something special for this week. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Get it.
All right.
You have something special.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
In my quest for new cheese.
Okay.
I found a cheese, and seeing how we have.
You have a huge knife. This looks like the start of a horror movie. Brian just picked up a giant knife. I'm going to take a screenshot of it, actually.
Yeah, screenshot it and just know that when I talk, I'm pointing aggressively with the knife. Yeah. And it could easily slip out of my
hand. It's making me a little bit nervous.
It should, because I'm just like swinging this thing at Frank.
It's a little dangerous feeling.
I was at the store. They had a burrata sale.
Uh-huh.
You should start doing cheese review videos.
I really should.
Yeah.
I have been on such a cheese kick, Frank.
Just hold the knife up. Hold the knife up one more time, and then you can tell it. Turn it to the side a little more. One more time.
There you go. You want, like,
perfect.
You want me to hold this up? So I got So I got this special pumpkin spice Gouda to go along with our Halloween themed episode.
Okay.
I bet that's
I'm
good.
Like, what's more fall than some pumpkin spice Gouda? And so I figured while we do this episode, Frank and me can just go down on some cheese.
Wow, you were thinking.
I was thinking.
Bind ourselves right up.
I was thinking really long and hard. I don't know if I'm cutting this correctly.
Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know the best way to cut.
I don't think
cheese.
It
just
really
slices.
Matters too much.
Yeah, I should take the plastic.
Okay,
off.
I know that the I know the sharp part of the knife is not supposed to go towards you when you're like whipping
that is,
through plastic.
That's right.
That is also true.
Pointing it towards Frank.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
so,
I wouldn't want to get stabbed by this thing.
Have you been doing your diet still? Because I started one.
I have been doing my diet, and it was funny. Like right before Frank came over, I had a little revelation. Frank, do you want to tell the people what you saw? Because I showed Frank.
Uh-oh.
And I showed him that I could see my dick without a mirror.
Wow. He
was very excited about that.
Was that, is that like a new development?
That was one of the goals. A lot of people just, you know, usually do 5 or 10 pounds at a time. Me, it's like, all right, I want to fucking see my dick without bending over.
Wow.
I want to tie my shoes without passing out.
One of them is 5 pounds and the shoes is 10 pounds.
Yeah, the shoes is 10 pounds. You know what? I wanna wipe my ass with either hand.
I would never do that. I don't trust my left
hand.
Yeah,
but you want the option.
I guess, yeah.
So here we go. I just opened up the pumpkin spice Gouda. No, but Frank, tell
Oh yeah, so he's got this this picture that has two pictures, one from like when was the other one from?
I'd say about 6 months ago.
All right. So 6 months ago and one from, I guess, the weekend?
No. It was more than that because it was pre-COVID.
And what was the other one from Sunday?
Yeah, the other one was from Sunday.
Yeah, and they're side profile shots, and he's half the size.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Like, it was the first time I ever, like, saw...
A difference?
A drastic, like, holy shit difference.
Have you noticed your clothes changing or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have noticed my clothes changing.
Yeah.
Like they're growing up and getting hair in weird places
stuff. Growing up, they're getting hair in weird places.
Like all your pants are short pants now. What did you say last week?
Let's try one of these high cut
pants.
Before we go, I just want us to eat this pumpkin spice Gouda.
Yeah, enjoy it.
While we talk about dieting. Okay, and Frank and me are going to drop
fine.
The meat right now.
Wow, look at you two. It looks good.
It tastes like a regular Gouda.
Yeah.
At first.
Mm-hmm.
What would you eat pumpkin spice Gouda with? I want to look that up.
I do not know, but there's not a lot of... It's not
pumpkin.
An overwhelming... Yeah, there's no like overwhelming pumpkin flavor.
That's good.
Take those three pieces, Frank.
No, I just want
we're
this.
Eating the whole fucking wedge.
Oh,
buddy.
I'm not eating
that. Yeah, we're eating the wedge. We're eating the whole
No, we're not.
Wedge. Dude, I didn't buy this, so we cannot fucking
All right,
eat
I'll take
it.
Two more pieces, and that's
there's
it.
One more piece,
nope.
And then I'm going to cut more.
Nope.
One more piece.
I'm not...
I just looked up your cheese. Something that people make with it is a grilled ham and Beemster pumpkin spice Gouda sandwich.
All right, good. What is it now? Can you put the recipe up on the fucking website?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
You know what? This cheese is okay. It's not the
best.
I would say it's just okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to search for fucking pumpkin spice Gouda cheese ever again.
No.
Well, I mean, it's more of a novelty.
The novelty was nice.
Yeah.
was nice. I want regular Gouda. Peppadew is a great cheese. I like the Peppadew.
Yeah, so, that sounds good.
So, near where Kirsten's parents live,
Mommy and Poppy,
there's a there's a like a giant like a dairy farm that has a giant cheese store.
Really? Wow.
And they make all kinds of like crazy cool cheeses and shit. So like you can sample them all, and then we end up buying a bunch of cheese.
I would love that.
Yeah, you would love it.
I would absolutely
also
love
I don't know if it's still open, but Sid Wainer and Sons in New Bedford, they have like an outlet kind of store, and in there they have a gigantic refrigerated cheese room.
Wow, I would love that. I am a fan of cheese.
It's bigger than your living room.
Really?
It's just a giant refrigerator.
Well, that's not saying much.
No, I know, but that's a big refrigerator.
That's a big amount of cheese.
And you can sample stuff. It's awesome.
I always wanted to get a big wheel of Parmesan and just cut off pieces as you need it for macaroni and stuff. But no carbs, no need for Parmesan. Actually, there is. You know what I made yesterday? I'm not high, by the way.
Yeah, what's happening? Do you need to be high?
You know what it is? I think I'm happy. Whoa. It's a weird feeling.
Okay.
It's different. So I'm happy, you guys. I think I'm fucking happy.
Wow.
Okay.
Which is a weird thing to be. I'm not used
very
to
weird.
Yeah, what flipped the switch?
We'll get into that later. I think, what was I saying?
No one knows.
Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan, okay. I took some sausage, cooked it up. I took some broccoli rabe, threw it in with the sausage.
Good idea.
Took some fucking olives, threw it in with the olive, the sausage, and the broccoli rabe.
Very Italian.
Took some artichoke hearts, mixed it in with all that shit.
Also that sounds good.
And then stuffed it in a fucking spaghetti squash, put the Parmesan cheese on top, and I fucking face-fucked that plate.
That sounds so good.
I face-fucked that plate. It was fucking delicious.
That sounds really good.
I'm gonna start putting up my fucking recipes.
You should.
Goddamn.
You should.
Do it. I'm gonna.
You should.
I've been asking you two to do it for fucking weeks, and you haven't done it. I'm gonna fucking do it. The people need to know what the fuck I'm eating to make such a drastic difference in my weight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be skinny a lot by happening. December. I'm telling you.
You might.
No way. No fucking way. Not if I keep eating cheese like this.
You'll be fine.
It is some good cheese. Frank, can you do something with the cheese? Katie, were you about to say something before Frank talked about the cheese room?
Honestly, I don't remember. Oh, Ash and I, we take Gouda cheese, and if you slice it and you eat it with Honeycrisp apples, it's really good.
All right, well, we're not going to do that with the pumpkin spice.
No,
one.
I don't think I would do
actually,
that.
Actually, it would... That would work pretty well with an apple,
you
I think.
So?
The pumpkins, because it's like cinnamon and shit.
I have apples.
I don't want to do it, but I'm just saying, maybe try it later.
I tell you what, if I ever have a Halloween party, that's what I'm serving up, and I'm going to make you eat it, Frank. I'm going to make you eat it.
There you go.
I think a few things have made me happy. I think recognizing what was making me depressed had a big deal to do with it.
Okay.
And once we figured out, because remember, it was like a good month, right? I didn't know what was going on, and then we finally said, like, check the carbs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
check the withdrawals. And then once we figured out what it was, and I talked to Betty Ann, she works at my doctor's office. Betty Ann, nice fucking lady. She encourages me. Every time I tell her I eat carrots, she goes, good for good. Like, she's just a nice lady. Every time I got... She's like, what are you eating for
this
snacks?
This is the one nice
goes,
person
so
that you've come across in your entire, like,
no,
health
doctor,
journey.
Dr. Arcan, my dentist.
Yeah,
great
and
guy.
Your dentist.
Dr. Matarese, sleep doctor, great guy. Betty Ann, the fucking diabetic lady, fucking awesome. Fucking Dr. C can go fuck himself to heaven and back. Heaven and back.
Okay.
Fuck Dr. C. So anyway.
So you're looking at your food.
Yeah, and so I started checking my blood sugar level, and it turns out once I got, like, all moody and shit, it was really low. And it was fucking with me because usually when I'm depressed, there's, like, a thing that triggers it, and I can get through it. This was completely different.
Yeah.
So it was good. And then I put up a Facebook post about being depressed and all this other stuff, and there was some nice feedback from that. And I think the weekend of comedy really helped. It made me feel like
you're
like
doing stuff
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a person. Not doing so, just a person. I felt like I had my identity back. I felt like who I was for a little
bit. Yeah.
And then, you know, everything else just fucking all a lot of positive things. A lot of positive things.
It's good.
You know? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Good for me.
Good for you.
Good for fucking me.
Good
now,
for you.
Moving along with our Halloween extravaganza, people are going fucking, people are liking it so far. They like that we're having Halloween episodes.
That's good.
Nice.
I think we should do stuff like this more often.
Like do Halloween episodes all year round?
25 days of Christmas, but we're going to have to start it next
week.
Oh
my God. Yeah. We have to do it now.
So today's episode, we had talked about a movie review, and I'm like, you know, we did a movie review last week.
Yeah.
We've talked about doing this thing for a really, really long time.
Yeah. Yes.
And we're finally about to do this thing now.
Do we know how to do this thing?
We know how to do this thing. Frank, you just bite down on a sock. It's really easy. And you're going to feel a little bit of pressure in the ass. Whoa. And that's how we
Why
do this.
Why a sock?
Because, I don't know. Do you want a piece of wood?
Maybe.
Yeah. Sock, piece of wood. Okay. And I wanted Frank, to. Like
that pillow.
I am scared a little bit. Not a lot of bit. I'm going to man
nervous.
Up and say not a lot. You're not even here.
I know.
You're not even here, and Frank and me are going to do this Ouija board.
Maybe we should Google, like, the proper way to do a seance.
Well, you
That's
figured
what I'm
out
gonna
how
Google.
To do the proper seance. And no, Frank's going to Google it. Katie, you talk to me. Keep
okay.
me company.
Go ahead. So you're nervous. We're doing it in your house, which when we came up with this idea last year, you were like, absolutely not.
I wanted to do it at the Connection. The Connection wanted to do it. I wanted to do it at Frank's house, but he's too scared to do it, but blamed it on his little fucking rat
I'm
dogs.
Not scared.
Then why aren't we at your house doing
because
it?
Because I have dogs and cats.
Yeah, because he has dogs and cats.
And they're a pain in the balls.
Yep. Okay. Katie, you were going to take the trip down to do this, but got scared and didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody
also,
that
I'm
I've mentioned
to
it
be
to has
Island.
Been like, never. Like, I would never. People are like, I would never touch a Ouija board. It's like, it's made by Hasbro.
I know, but it's spooky.
I am lighting candles.
Yeah.
Because that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
That's the beginning of every scary movie. They light candles.
Should we dim the lights or something?
Yeah, you guys should dim the lights.
No, we're not dimming the fucking lights.
Why? Are you
I
scared?
Have because. Yes! Because eventually Frank's going to leave here, fucking deep throat a pint of Ben & Jerry's in his car. Go home, fuck Mexico, and call it a fucking night. Meanwhile, I'm going to be here fucking scared to shit watching a football game and hoping I win money.
I would be scared.
While with a ghost.
Yeah.
Because, so when we did, I wanted to try to summon Stevie the dead guinea pig.
Yeah.
Because I figured if we can summon Stevie the dead guinea pig.
No, we got to do it. Be serious.
But that's the thing. Yeah. That's what I don't want. I don't want organic ghosts.
You don't want it to serious, but we need it to be real for the listeners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if there are ghosts, they're not going to come if we're just fucking with them.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't want to fuck with ghosts. And I'm really hoping, like, look, like, if there is a ghost, I want the ghost to know, like, look, man, I'm a cool dude. I've been here. You've probably been here with me, and you know that I'm a cool fucking cool. Like, if you wanna terrorize somebody, just go through the fucking floor and terrorize that crazy bitch.
Yeah, that's who you should
terrorize.
Underneath.
That's who you should terrorize. She deserves a fucking haunting. Not me. I'm quiet. I mind my own fucking business.
I think we should dim the lights.
I don't want to dim the lights.
Really?
If I said if it wasn't.
I think we should do it anyway.
Just dim them. Why don't you dim them a little bit?
Go turn off the kitchen light.
There you go. Or you can turn off the living room light and put the kitchen light on.
That's a better idea.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. So.
Ooh, that just freaked me out.
What?
I'm so nervous.
I'm fucking scared.
Why are you nervous?
I hate it.
All right. I hate it too. All right. All right. So, Katie, do you want to see me or the board?
I think I should see the board, right? Okay, is there a way to see both or no?
I don't know. Let's just try to set this thing up.
Okay.
So, what are we gonna ask?
Move that candle, Frank. Move that candle. What we're going to ask the ghost is, number one, is there a fucking ghost? Do you watch me masturbate?
That's what we're going to ask them? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I want to know.
Yeah.
And then I want to ask the ghosts if they have any techniques that I should be working
on. That's a good idea. Yeah.
That's a good idea. All right. I cannot reach... I cannot reach the fucking...
We should put this on the opposite side. Because then this will be closer to you.
Okay.
And it won't cross.
All right. Yeah. That's a good idea, Frank.
Right now, they're right, just so organizing the table.
We're just organizing the table. We're trying to be as professional about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly a lot of...
I'm not... I've been looking forward to this, but not...
I have been not.
But not looking forward to this. It's so much going on. All right.
Okay.
She's not going to be able to see us and the board.
Oh, there. I can. Right there.
Right there?
Wherever you just had it. Down a little bit. Yeah.
Right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see, like... You know what? Why don't you just... Can you lower it anymore or no?
How do you get in the mood to seance?
I think we stare at each other's eyes.
Yeah. Why don't you guys, like...
And I play with it a little
both
bit.
Both put
when you get hard.
Two fingers on each of your hands.
Didn't you just look up how to do a... Katie, you look up how to do a seance.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You look up how to do a seance.
All right.
And when we do it, you can guide us through this thing.
Okay.
And I don't know if the ghost knows that you're involved with this.
Okay.
And if the ghost knows that you're involved...
There's how to safely use a Ouija board.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Okay, that's we'll go funny. With that. Is there step-by-step instructions?
We're going to break all those rules.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a book. Wow, there's a whole book for it. You know, we don't have time for that, you know?
No, we do not.
Let's see.
It didn't even come with instructions. Like
it did come with instructions.
No, it did not.
It's on there, on like the back of the box or
that's
something.
That's not... You just put two... You put
I'm so nervous. On.
I'm yeah, fucking not. Like I'm nervous too. Okay.
Very light. It's supposed
so
to be very, very gentle.
Frank and me have our hands on.
But we haven't started
the Ouija
yet.
Board. We have not started yet.
All right, hang on. I'm trying to find a good.
A good what?
Like how to use it. You know what I mean? Okay.
All right. Okay.
Let's see. It takes two to Ouija. Most practitioners suggest using the board at night. Create.
Oh, good. All right.
Create some atmosphere. You guys have already done that.
We did that. We created all the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Atmosphere galore.
Have a seat. You guys did that. So it says to decide on a questioner or medium. So, one of you has to be the person to formally ask the questions.
I will be the one to formally ask the questions. Okay. It is my house. It is Frank's
okay.
Ouija board. I'm going to be the one that's going to be dealing with the repercussions of this.
I still think we should... I want to call like an Uber, like a van Uber, and have them drive us somewhere for like an hour, and we'll be in the back seat, and we'll just start using a Ouija board.
That would be funny, too.
Let's crawl before we can run, buddy.
let's do this as a warm-up thing.
Take a picture of the setup. Well, we can put it on the fan site.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you get the candles in there too, Frank.
That's good that you got white candles.
Right. Yeah, they're my emergency candles. And at the rate we're going, they're going to burn out and then I'm going to lose power. Oh, God.
Okay, so this says you got to warm it up by like moving it around in a circle.
All right, so you warm
and
it
also,
up. I'm moving it around in a circle.
Well,
using,
both of you.
This is the. All right, Frank,
not like that. That's like an aggressive circle. Both of
well,
you.
This is, that's how I rub a vagina.
Yeah, that looked like it, and
like
I feel like
you gotta go
relax.
Very gentle at
two
first.
Two fingers, two.
Yeah,
no, it's not that intense.
Why don't you guys do bigger circles? What you both right, put
bigger.
Both of your hands on there. Yeah, there you go.
So we both. So Frank and me both have our hands on the Ouija nugget. And
yeah.
We're moving it back. What is the name of this thing? I don't want to disrespect the board.
I think it's
I
a Ouija
know.
Board.
The Ouija pointer?
Yeah, but what's the thing that we're using? The Ouija?
That's
we
called
a
planchette.
Thing? Okay, we're using... Frank and me are fingering the planchette.
Yes. So, Brian, since you're the medium, you should begin by announcing that this session will only allow a positive experience.
Okay.
And negative energies are not
welcome. I think we should
welcome.
Be open to negative ones.
Nope. Hello, Ouija ghosts. This is Brian Bowden,
also
host,
Brian,
along with Frank Gazira.
Yeah, it's not a podcast.
Your hands, So you guys, Brian, your hands can't rest on the table. They have to be like only the Ouija board. Yeah, there you go.
All right, so okay. Your hands have to be up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
Start with a simple question. Bigger. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I didn't even get to the positive part yet. Okay?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Ouija spirits, this is Brian Bowden along with Frank Gazzero. Katie Arroyo is with us remotely. And we're just hoping to have a nice, positive Ouija experience. So I'm gonna start by asking you some questions, Ghost, and then we're gonna go on from there. So what's a good basic question, Katie?
Is there anybody in the
Is there anybody with you tonight? Okay, do we stop moving this when we do
no,
that?
No, you keep moving it and then just ask the question. Like, you can move a little slow. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I think we should ease up. I think Frank and me are tag-teaming this so hard.
Yeah.
It looks like a Chinese finger trap. And, here we go. Okay. All right, this is the official first question of the Ouija board.
Okay.
Are there any spirits with us? Now, do Frank and me have to close our eyes for this?
Yeah, that might help.
All right. All right, Frank. Frank's moving too much. Okay. All right.
I think it's supposed to be like moving. Like we're supposed to circle.
No, it's not fucking like. And then it just starts shooting all over the fucking board.
All right.
It's just.
I think we need to have a reset because I feel like we fucked it up.
Yeah, that's okay. You guys are doing great.
Okay. And I think we're supposed to be sideways.
Yeah.
No. In the picture.
Look at the picture. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, hey, Ouija board, are there any... Frank's really aggressive with this pendulette, whatever the fuck you call it. What's the name of it?
A teller.
Frank's aggressive with the teller.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any ghosts here with us now? Or spirits?
Ooh, the board is... The little thing is sort of moving...
It really is. Frank, are you doing this?
No, I feel it like you're pushing it.
I'm not. I feel like you're pulling it. I feel like you're pulling. I'm not pulling. Frank, this thing is...
I'm not moving it, man. I swear to God, I'm not moving it. Ah!
You
it's moving. It's not. I'm not moving it,
you gotta
keep
your hands on it.
I know, because Frank's accusing me of moving it, and I think he's moving it. Oh, God, it said yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Hey, spirit of the Ouija,
you should thank it for coming.
My place. Thank you for coming to our Halloween episode of the Wicked Funny Podcast, and we invite you to come to all of them from now. I have the chills, dude.
Yeah.
And dude, see, I feel my arm.
I don't want.
Like,
you got to keep your fingers on it.
I'm sweating. I am sweating right now, and I do not like it.
All right, but why don't we find out what its name is?
Okay. I don't fuck its name.
You can keep asking some more yes or no questions.
All right, dear. Okay. Yes
or no's are good.
Okay, Ouija spirit. Spirit of, what are we going to call? All right, are you a nice spirit?
There you go.
Okay, now what happens if the answer is yes? It's already on yes.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't move.
Yeah.
All right, it's not moving. Okay.
Okay.
What, dear spirit, what is your name? Oh, it's moving, Katie.
It's moving.
I'm blaming Fran. I'm not doing it this time. This is not like golf. Oh, my God.
All right, just tell me the letters as they stop.
Okay, we're going. All right. Did it stop?
I think so.
What letter is that?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Open up your eye. What is that? Alexa, you need to not turn on right
now. What the fuck?
Alexa, you need to shut the fuck up right now.
Why does she talk? You didn't even say anything that sounded like her.
Turn off. Not fucking cool.
Maybe its name is Alexa.
Oh my God.
It looks like it's on a V.
V. Sorry to interrupt you. V.
Oh my God. What was Alexa doing?
I don't know, but it's moving again.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything, and Alexa went on. V, what is that?
I don't know.
O?
O, V, O, okay.
Okay.
V, O, I, this is not
You guys
cool.
are moving it?
Oh, God, it's moving so fast now. What does that say? What is that?
A J?
J? Is it your vag?
Vaj? Vaj? Vaj?
Vaj? Yeah, I don't know.
Is it done?
I don't know. It's kind of moving. Are you done? Your name's Vaj? Jove? Is it Jove? Could it be Jove?
Maybe. Okay.
Spirit of the Ouija
Ask
board.
What kind of spirit?
Okay. What kind? Like, it's not a fucking Pokemon.
Like it is a person or a demon or something.
Okay. VOJ, those could be your initials. Could are those initials. Are those your initials? Are those your initials? VOJ.
So VOJ, it says
VOJ. Oh, it's Frank's move.
That was a quick one.
That was a quick
wow,
one.
Wow, that was so freaky.
Okay. Okay. Spirit, I got to take my hand off the pendulette for a second. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Oof. Okay. Okay.
It's not
Ooh,
like it's a cat.
That's so scary.
No, it's not a cat. It's much it's it could Okay, VOJ with your initials. Okay. You know what? Are you okay. You said you were a nice ghost.
Yeah.
VOJ, Vaj. Well, those are your initials. Okay.
Oh, ask if it's a guy or a girl.
Okay. Are you Let's put it back in the middle. Frank, move this back to the middle.
Ask
okay.
Are you a woman or
Okay. VOJ, I'm just going to call you VOJ, no disrespect. VOJ, are you a female? Okay. VOJ. VOJ. No. VOJ is a male. Oh.
It's a dude.
Okay.
VOJ is a dude. Is, okay. You know, VOJ, do you watch me masturbate? I got to... do you,
He just needs to
oh,
know.
Oh, boy. It's sliding to yes.
It's shooting right over to yes.
It's shooting right over
oh
to yes.
Oh, my God. I would make Frank's
like it just shoots up to...
Ask Maybe. How long he's been around.
Okay. Wow. Okay. VOJ, how long have you been with me in this apartment?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a very good question. Okay, VOJ. Moving... zero?
Oh, maybe he's new.
Zero.
Are you new? Are you brand new? Are you brand new to this experience? Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with this, VOJ. VOJ.
Ask him to move in.
Brian's hand shot off that thing so quickly.
All right. Okay.
Ask him if he likes the neighbor downstairs.
Ooh, VOJ.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the neighbor downstairs? And do you
just
like
one question at a time.
Downstairs? Okay, VOJ, do you like the neighbor downstairs?
Yeah, as predicted.
No, he said no.
Yeah.
He said no. And you know what, VOJ, I am with you on that.
Yeah.
Ask him if he's a human.
Are you a human Ooh. Spirit, VOJ? Are you a human spirit? Oh, yes, okay. Yes, okay.
Ask him if he died in this area.
No. I don't want to ask if he died.
Like, why?
Because that could piss him off.
Yeah, you don't want to bring up bad things.
It's not a secret. He's dead.
How do you know? Maybe it's something else.
Ask if he was, like, an artist.
VOJ, did... What was your job? What is your job? What was your job?
Wow.
I don't know how to ask this question. VOJ, what's your fucking job, VOJ?
Oh, my God.
What is your job? Okay.
Just tell me what the letters are.
I'm going to tell you what the letters are. All right, it stopped. What letter is that, Frank?
D?
D, okay.
D.
I hope it's not dermatologist. That's a lot of spelling.
Yeah.
D. What letter is that?
I think we kind of went off the board.
Sorry, VOJ.
Sorry. I feel like I just pushed it a little.
Sorry, VOJ. Frank ruined it. We have D.
That's okay.
What? Again, we're asking you your job. D.
It's really going.
It really is moving. This is not as...
Did you stop it?
No.
Did it fuck up?
An R.
D-R.
Doctor?
Were you a doctor?
That's like the best kind of spirit that you need.
Oh my god, I have a fucking doctor
okay,
spirit.
Honestly, I
Do you
thought...
know Dr. C? Do you know Dr. C and is he a cocksucker?
No, you can only ask one
Do you
at
know
a time.
Dr. C.
It's gotta be serious questions.
Okay.
When it said D, I thought it was gonna be a demon, so I'm glad.
Okay. No, he's a doctor and he doesn't know Dr. C or think he's a cocksucker.
Well, that's good.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Okay, okay. Reset. Katie, what other
was he VOJ? Married?
Was he okay? Were you ever married, VOJ? Were you ever married?
I feel like you should say, "Excuse me for burping."
Excuse me, sorry, sorry, VOJ. Yes, he was married.
Wow.
How about what year did he die?
What year did you die? That is a 7 or a 6. I would go with 7.
Okay.
All right. Was that a 2?
It looks like 3 from my angle. But it might help me.
VOJ, did you see the Miami Dolphins 1972 undefeated season?
Oh my
season?
God.
He did. Was it cool?
Ridiculous.
This is so scary. Okay.
Ask him if he's ever met like a bad spirit.
A bad spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. VOJ.
What the fuck God. Was that?
Frank knocked down the mics. Frank knocked down the microphone.
I was like, oh my God.
Okay. Yeah.
I hit
him
with my shoulder.
I know,
Jesus Christ.
We need to take a little second and just regroup. VOJ, we will be with you momentarily. I don't know where you are with this Ouija situation.
Oof.
VOJ. This is my first experience, and I got to tell you, it's been a pleasure talking to you so far. Frank, are you ready? Okay.
Okay.
So what are we asking, VOJ? Katie?
You asked if he was married.
Asked if you're married, if they saw the 1972 Miami Dolphins undefeated season.
Yeah, I mean, that's
yes.
like the most important question. Okay. And he's new to you. Frank was going to ask if he met anyone scary. Why don't you ask him if he needs any help?
Do you need any help, VOJ? Do you need any help? Oh, boy!
What was that?
The lights?
Your camera just shut off.
Whoa.
What?
When Brian asked that question, his camera went black.
Okay, VOJ, we'll ask it again. Do you need help? Do you need help? Oh, fuck. He said yes. Now I'm obligated to help this spirit.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything that I can do to help you, VOJ? Is there anything I can do to help you? Okay, yes. Okay, okay.
Okay.
VOJ, what can I do to help you out? What can I do to help you? What is that?
To D.
D.
What is that?
An I.
What the fuck?
Oh, God, Frank, what is that?
That's an E.
Yeah. No, shut up! What the fuck? What the fuck? Keep going. Maybe he just wants you to diet.
He might want me to die. Is that it? Is there anything else, VOJ? Oh, I think we've been pretty cool, right? Oh, it's still moving. Thank God. D-I-E what? What is that?
I don't know. It's like a K or a J.
Dyke? Dyge? Dyke?
I feel like it might have just gibberished out a little bit or something.
VOJ is okay. Is there anything else I can do to help you other than die? Okay. What is that?
It's a P. All
right, P.
Did it stop?
Yeah.
R.
R?
P R. P R. What is it? P R. P R. What is it?
I can't see it.
It's done. A. Okay. P R A.
Can't see it.
Oh, it's a Y. Pray.
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 Pray. Do you want me to pray?
Like
VOJ, do you want me to pray? Like pray. Like, do you want me to pray to you?
Or for him? Do you want to say a prayer for him?
Do you want me to pray for you? Yeah. Do you want me to pray for you, VOJ? Okay.
No.
No. Let's center it again. VOJ, do you want me to just pray to God?
No.
All right. VOJ, who do you want me to pray for? Or to? Who do you want me to pray to? Or for? Yeah, that's a good one. Who do you want me to pray? What is that?
M.
M.
E. He wants you to pray to him.
What?
All right, I can pray to you. Are you a god, VOJ?
Classic doctor. Ask him if he's a comedian.
That was G O D I.
I hope it's Godiva.
S
G O I S.
You hope it's Godiva.
D
D O I S D. What is it? What were the letters? I lost the letters. I don't know what the
E G O D I S D E A.
Oh, this is. I mean, I'm so sorry.
D? Is that a D?
Yeah.
G O D I S D E A D.
G O S. Did you write that down, Katie?
G-O-D-I-S-D-E-A-D.
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Say that again. D O.
G O G.
Says God is dead.
Oh.
G O. Right?
What?
G-O-D-I-S-D-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Yeah, God is dead. Okay. All right.
He's a confusing fella, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
We were cool for a little bit.
Well, he's a doctor, so he could be, like, super into science. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with that. I have a good question. VOJ, are you happy? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
All right. You went to yes. That was moving towards no, and I was like, uh oh.
That really, really was. It really was. And VOJ had a change of heart, and I appreciate that. And okay. All right. I don't know what else to ask VOJ. VOJ.
Let's see.
Can we be friends? Can we be friends, VOJ? Can we be friends? Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Good.
I think you should ask him to move in now.
Yeah.
VOJ, do you feel I should?
You nervous?
I do not. I am nervous.
Maybe he could just look out for you. I don't know if he's like not busy. You know what I mean?
VOJ, can you be my guardian angel, like Bill Cosby in Ghost Dad? Can you be my guardian angel? Oh, shit.
He said no. He's
VOJ,
busy.
VOJ, are you okay with me indulging in marijuana? All right, good. All right.
All right, he said yes.
Yes, he's definitely said yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think you guys can get along.
I think we can, too. Katie, can you think of any other questions to ask VOJ?
What, did the lights just go out?
Yeah, they fucking did.
Your power just went out? What the fuck?
Alright, I think we should end this.
Did Frank just turn the lights off?
Why would Frank turn the lights off?
Because I'm going to freak out.
Right,
put your hand in the
frame.
You're
going to freak out.
Okay.
I was fucking with the machine.
Alright.
Is the whole power out?
No, just the
light.
No,
like the cable box looks like it's on.
Alright, yeah, cable box. Everything's on. Except for the light.
Go turn the light back on.
All right, maybe we should just thank him for coming and...
VOJ, I want to thank you for coming, and I hope we can do this again sometime. Are you willing to come back and hang out with us?
I swear to God, did you guys turn the fucking lights off?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because Brian was like, Brian is way too cool.
No, no, yes, no, yes, oh. VOJ will come back and do
it. Ask him to turn the lights back on.
VOJ, can you please turn the lights on? Can you please turn the lights on, VOJ? Can you go turn the lights on, VOJ? Can you please turn the fucking lights back on?
I don't think he wants to do any parlor tricks.
Oh
no, he
God.
Really doesn't.
Get out of here.
VOJ, can you please put the lights back on for me?
Get out of here. It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. Holy shit. So
wait. Does this mean he's just here now?
I don't know. We'll ask that last question.
Yeah, what do you have to do? I think, what do you do to make them leave? You want me to ask?
Okay.
Look that up?
Yeah. Google that. VOJ, I want to thank you for coming to hang out with us tonight. I hope that we can do this again sometime.
Why don't you say, like, I'm rescinding my invitation and I'm closing the door.
VOJ, I like you. I'm glad that we did this. And per Katie's orders, I am rescinding my invitation. And
closing the door.
Once again, thank you for coming. We're closing the door. This has been a real fun time, VOJ. Thank you. Say goodbye.
Did it?
He's on goodbye.
I didn't even know it said goodbye on
it
there.
It said goodbye right at the bottom.
I didn't even notice goodbye on
the
door.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I liked it. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm going to shout out to Russ. Russ, before we talk about this, I just want to give a shout out to Russ. Russ made... look at these truffles, Katie.
Wow. He makes the best looking... Oh, my God. They're so cute.
They're called Dank Bomb Lemon Truffles, and they're 50 milligrams each. I highly recommend it. Anybody that hears this, get a hold of Russ's Dank Ass Collectibles and pick up a care package. They're great.
Wow.
And Russ gave me a little goodie bag.
And Russ gave Frank a little bag. And, Katie, you actually have a gift from Russ, too.
I do?
Non-medicated, yes.
Really?
It's in the fridge. Yeah, next time I see
that's
you,
that's so nice of him.
Get a package, yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna eat this now because I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I am sweating. Frank, I want you to feel how cold my
ugh,
arm
I'm
is.
Just glad I was
chilly.
In my house.
My arm is chilly, and I'll be honest. I'm a little more freaked out than I thought I would be. And to have such a positive first half of the episode, I'm happy and I'm losing weight and I had cigarettes and the weekend was fun. And then to just get completely freaked out by Alexa and VOJ and the lights is really something. But I'm glad we did this. I hope this was entertaining. I hope it was something. We've talked about doing this for a really long time.
Yeah.
And we finally did it. And I don't know. Frank, do something.
What do you mean?
I'm freaking out.
Like
a little
sinus.
Bit. I feel like at any moment I could have a panic attack.
Really?
Right now.
I don't think you need to be scared.
No.
I'm not scared. I'm just kind of freaked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over everything. Did you move this at all? You didn't move it. I didn't move it. There were times when I would pick my hand up to see if Frank was moving it, and he wasn't. He wasn't. So we just probably opened up a doorway to hell in my apartment.
Yes!
So.
Hey, you know what? He doesn't like the neighbor, so I feel like he at least has good taste in people.
Yeah, I feel like...
Yeah,
I
he's
like,
all right.
Yeah, I feel like me and VOJ are on the same page. Yeah. So, but that being said, Frank, where are we at for this episode?
We're at an hour.
We're at an hour.
Hey, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, next week we're going to do the Halloween extravaganza.
And next week's, Halloween extravaganza. It'll be a lot more fun for me. So stay tuned for next week, and thank you everybody that has reached out with their messages. And so there was a guy in Arkansas that was listening to us. And,
that's cool.
Really
that's
great.
Cool.
Hey, a good thing would go listen to me 5 minutes before the Ouija board, and then listen to me 5 minutes after the Ouija board. That'll be fun. Katie, do you have anything you'd like to say to anybody?
No.
No, you're good.
I'm so glad that I was not in the room because I would have lost my fucking mind.
You really would have. You really would have. You would have piddled on the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I haven't had the desire to have a cigarette since July 25th until right now.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this was entertaining or not, but I hope you all enjoyed it.
Yes!
I'm gonna go.
Kay.
Let's just go. Let's go. And in the end, we gotta take a break before we do the next episode, man.
Okay.
I gotta.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. I don't know why I'm hanging up on Katie.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Thanks for listening. 5-star reviews.
Please.
5-star reviews on iTunes and everything. We're number 17 in Italy.
Can you just record? Can you just review before Brian gets murdered by a ghost?
Yeah, please review so I can see it before I die. Because VOJ is going to kill me. Because he wants me to die. But, all right. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. I'm Brian Bowden, and we'll catch you later. Happy Halloween.
That's right. Spooky.